Let's take a break now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Tom Schnabel hosts the Rhythm Planet blog and podcast on KCRW in Santa Monica. He was also the station's first music director back in the 80s. Tom, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Happy to be here.
And it's great to have you. And let's listen to some of the music you brought. You've got an interesting mix for us today. And starting with Rhiannon Giddens, this is Black is the Color.
Sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Soft is the feel of my true love's skin. And strong the arms he
Now, people may know Rhiannon Giddens as the lead singer of the Grammy-winning group The Carolina Chocolate Drops. This is a song off her new debut solo album. What do you think of it?
Well, it's a much more of an up-tempo, sort of a brighter version. This is a very old song. It was discovered by a guy named John Jacob Niles in like 1918 in Kentucky. And it goes back to a Scottish song of the 19th century, and it's been sung by Nina Simone, did the most famous version, and there are other ones. But she does, Rhiannon Giddens sort of takes some chances with it, brings it up a little bit in terms of the energy, and I think she does a fabulous job, and I think she is just an absolutely fantastic singer.
Well, what else should we know about her?
Well, she has a strong solo debut. I think T-Bone Burnett produced the Carolina Chocolate Drops, but I actually sort of like her a little bit more on her own. She is approaching a different material, and it really, really grabbed me. I mean, she is such a strong presence and just such an artistic excellence in this young singer. So I think she's great, and I'm really happy that Tomorrow Is My Turn has come out.
Well, next you wanted us to know about jazz pianist Joey Alexander. Let's listen here to Giant Steps. Okay, people are going to be really surprised to hear this, but Joey Alexander is very young.
He's 12 years old.
Wow.
I mean, he probably weighs like 80 pounds. He was born in Denpasar, Bali. He got a little bit of coaching from his father, who was not a professional musician. And, you know, after a year, he said, well, Dad, could you just kind of leave? Because, you know, I'm already way beyond anything you can do. The kid has gotten to this far without any formal training. And Giant Steps is not an easy song. It's a Coltrane song. It's sort of, it judges saxophonists to see if they can even play it. And he just... it's just unbelievable that this kid can do all this. And you look at him, he's just this little tiny kid. He's 12 years old.
Well, and as I listen to him play, I'm trying to imagine how small his fingers must be because they don't sound like it.
You know, there's a video of him with these jazz heavyweights, you know, standing around him. And, you know, this little kid, you don't really know quite what's going to come out because, you know, he's small. He's not like Chucho Valdez, you know, a 250-pound guy. He's this little guy. And, oh, my God, what authority he has when he, the minute he jumps in on the piano, it's just unbelievable. I am completely wowed by this kid.
Well, let's get to an adult next. This is the Brazilian guitarist Fabiano do Nascimento here with Canto de Iemanjá. Some beautiful classical guitar there.
He plays a seven-string guitar. guitar, and he is sort of in the Brazilian seven-string Egberto Gismonti school of guitar. The song was written by Baden Powell, the great guitar genius of Brazil, and Vinicius de Moraes, the great poet who wrote lyrics to Jobim's songs and so many other great songs. It's a classic song. It's Iemanjá is the goddess of the seas and the rivers, and when you think about the Brazil has 5,000 miles of coastline and some of the biggest rivers in the world, it's a very, very important song dedicated to one of the African orishas or deities. And he has such a personal touch. The guitar is a very personal instrument, and he plays it just with total magic.
It is. It's just beautiful. Let's go now from Brazil to Brooklyn and the Brooklyn Gypsies. This is called Desert Moon.
Blew out my hands, riding in the desert, and the storm came past the colored sky on the
talk about eclectic, Tom Schnabel. You're taking us all over the map here.
Well, when I first looked at this, I said, oh, no, it's another album by a bunch of, you know, young white indie musicians trying to sound like gypsies. And then I put it on and go, oh, my God, I mean, who are these guys? You know, there's that Moorish thing. There's musicians from Spain, Japan, Russia, Italy, and America, all in this band based in Brooklyn. It's just a really, it's a, you know, you can overload on gypsy music. You know, it's right. Crazy. The clarinets are going all over the place. But this group has brought a very modern flavor to gypsy funk. And there's a lot of gypsy funk out there. But this group really stands out. I think they're terrific, and I think they're going to go someplace.
Is there a lot of gypsy funk? I didn't even know that.
It's a big genre, yeah. I mean, there's the sort of, you know, the Yiddish funk. There's such strong music overlap between the gypsy music and the Jews of Europe, of Eastern Europe. This group really puts it together, and they bring a nice, the flamenco element is very, very nice because it just puts that little edge to the sound.
Well, we have time for one more. This is Elida Almeida, and this is Le Bom Kubo. Very interesting fusion sound there. Very upbeat as well. Tell us more about Elida Almeida.
She is a 22-year-old singer from Santiago. Cape Verde is an archipelago that has like 9 different islands, and they each have their own rhythms and their own styles. And she's such a bright young star. She's made it huge already in France, where a lot of Cape Verdeans live. I love her sound. She performs in different styles, but she's something very, very fresh and beautiful. She is a stunning new artist. Great debut.
Well, Tom Schnabel, as we said, you have been doing this for a long time. Where are we right now? Would you say this is a golden age of music in the stuff that you're listening to, the new stuff you're listening to, or is this just a ho-hum right now?
You know, it's a double-edged sword. The music industry is tanked, of course, and CDs aren't even, you know, getting put out, and people are streaming. They don't want to buy and everything else. But I think just the very openness of the internet, there is such a huge amount of music. People are still putting out records. They're producing records much more inexpensively than in the past, when you had to spend, you know, $2,500 for a lockout 24 hours at a big studio. Cheaper production means more music, and there's a lot of good music. Sometimes you kind of have to dig for it, like, you know, like a black truffle in Italy. You know, if you do a little digging, you'll find the treasure.
Or we can just let you do the digging for us and then play it for us right here on the DJ Sessions. Tom Schnabel, who hosts the Rhythm Planet blog and podcast on KCRW in Santa Monica, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And you can hear all of our DJ Session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify, or you can go to our website, hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.